Pictures of the dead have dominated the news this week. We have all seen photographs of the bodies of Uday and Qusay, the oldest sons of Saddam Hussein. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said he ordered the bodies to be shown to convince frightened Iraqis that the reign of Saddam Hussein was truly over. Or, as President Bush said several times this week, that the former regime is gone and will not be coming back. Perhaps the pictures are reassuring, also upsetting, because we're generally shielded from such sights. But all the debate about the grisly photographs reminded me that not so long ago, pictures of the dead were not uncommon, and in the case of loved ones, people wanted pictures taken after death. Sometime in the 20th century, Americans lost touch with death, began to push it away. People began to live longer, to recover from illnesses. Death became more distant, something that happened in hospitals, on battlefields, on highways. Before that, people generally died at home. Family and friends gathered to say goodbye in the bedroom with the body laid out on a bed. And there were pictures. In the later 19th century, daguerreotypes of people in their coffins. Earlier, painted portraits. Pictures mourners might keep with them in lockets and watch fobs. In the book Love and Loss by Robin Frank, there is a picture of Harriet Mackie, a beautifully painted miniature portrait of a teenage girl from South Carolina who died suddenly. She was painted in her wedding dress, eyes closed, pale, plainly dead. But this is a sweet picture, as if her family wanted to remember all of her life, including the end of it. In the back of the locket that holds the portrait is a small strand of her hair. I have a collection of pins containing locks of hair and a couple of little portraits mounted in brooches, mourning jewelry. One has three locks of hair woven together, three friends, three children. Another appears to be a remembrance of a bride, bright gold hair twisted into flowers, with scraps of lace and seed pearls, perhaps from a wedding veil, worked into the tiny composition. Today, those loving mementos seem odd, even a little gruesome, partly because we no longer look right at death in the way we used to. We try never to look at death at all. But this week, we did. We all looked at the grisly pictures of Saddam Hussein's sons and were horrified. But there is the hope that the proof of death the president wanted the Iraqis to see may make a difference for the living.